Good morning and welcome to Emmanuel United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Bill and I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that you will feel the presence of Christ as we worship together this morning. Would like to ask that if you have a prayer request that you text that or email that to Heidi or myself so that we can share that. We're going to start something new and do a little prayer time at the beginning of the service along with our welcomes and lift those people in prayers that we know of and those groups and ask that you pray for them throughout the service and the rest of the week. So this morning the prayers that I know about are Chuck Fusen is having surgery tomorrow. So if you would keep Chuck and his family in your prayers as Chuck has that surgery tomorrow, and we'll try to keep you updated on what we know about that as the day goes along. But keep Chuck and his family and be with the medical staff that'll be caring for him. Also, we have 7 Woodward Granger wrestlers who are advancing to districts, and so congratulate them and keep them and the rest of the wrestlers in our prayers as they go about their season and get ready for the state competition, and that God may be with them and keep them safe. And then with all of our youth, especially this week, as we go into this frigid temperatures, keep them safe and in God's care as they go about doing all that they're doing to go to school and be in school and take care of themselves. We'd also ask that you be with the farmers as they are out taking care of their animals and caring for them, that they may be kept warm with God's love and with our prayers. So if you have a prayer request, we ask that you please lift those up to us and send those either. You can send them by email or get them through us to us through Facebook or through our website. We have a prayer response part on our website. You can go to our website and get those prayers to us. So with that being said, let us join in our introit. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing.
This morning, I know when I woke up and saw a negative in front of the number on my phone, I wanted to crawl back in bed. So that's how I felt about that whole situation. So as I was doing my reflection, I heard a statement over the last couple days that really made sense. We are in the 14th month of 2020. That was what my husband Dan said. And the more I thought about it, the more I was like, huh, that makes a lot of sense. Even though I'm writing 2021, When I woke up on January 1st in my hope of optimism, I thought everything was going to be okay and change. But 2020 has had a nasty way of trickling back in. I work in the healthcare field. I am a case manager working with disabled folks. And the last 6 to 7 weeks have been brutal for all of my coworkers, trying to coordinate care, trying to figure out what's best, because people are just down. And when you call them each month, each week, whatever you're doing, and ask them how they are, it's just kind of gray. There's not a lot of happy in that. And then you trickle into personal life and there's ebb and flows. I don't know about you who have children at home, but my children need to go outside. But when it's negative degrees outside, they look at me like I'm speaking French to them. I tell them to go play. Excuse me. So I want you to think for a second, do you find yourself feeling weak right now? Do you find yourself not feeling brave, not wanting to get up and face the day that might be there because you don't want it to be like yesterday? I know I've had those days. Again, Dan said, we are in the 14th month of 2020. Not too far off. So, Deuteronomy 31:6 tells us, be strong and courageous. And as I'm in my car, which is not very often, so the amount of times I've heard these next couple of songs has been pretty amazing. I've heard two songs that keep on playing every time I'm in the car, whether it's the three blocks I drive to drop the kids off or I'm running down to Grimes to get groceries. I've heard these two songs the last couple of weeks, and yesterday I heard one of them, and it really hit me. Oh, hey, you're talking to me. The first one that I want to share with you is by a Christian artist named Mandisa, and the song is called Overcomer. And I want to read you the chorus of that song today. Whatever it is that you may be going through, I know He's not going to let it get the best of you. You're an overcomer. Stay in the fight until the final round. You're not going under because God is holding you right now. You might be down for a moment feeling like it's hopeless. That's when He reminds you that you're an overcomer. Huh. I can get through the bad days. I can do things that I don't like because God's with me every day. The other song that I have been hearing a lot lately is by Matthew West, and it's called Truth Be Told. And if you know me, I will tell you I'm fine, but I'm really not. Anybody else have that situation? I know a couple people in this room are the same way. So the chorus for that is, truth be told, the truth is rarely told now. I say I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine, oh, I'm fine. Hey, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken. And when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not. And you know it. I don't know why it's so hard to admit it, when being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, no fall. There's no sin you don't already know. So let the truth be told. God knows what we are going through every minute of every day. Whether we're at our high or we're at our low, He's there with us. And because of that, we can overcome. I encourage you to read Isaiah 41:10 that states, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not dismay, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You're not alone, friends, and I hope whatever you are facing today, whether good or bad, that you're able to overcome it. God bless.
Let us hear our hymn of praise, People Need the Lord, from The Faith We Sing, number 2244.
Broken dreams, He's the open door.
Let us be in an attitude of silent prayer. We need you, Lord. We need you to come into our lives and to open our hearts, open our eyes, and to open our ears for the message you have for us. The message you have for us to go out, to share the good news, to share your love. We need you to open us to prayer, that we may be in prayer and communication with you constantly. You know our hearts. Allow us to hear your voice and to hear the direction in which you are calling us. Guide us and strengthen us to be your light to the world. That as we meet others, they may see you through us. We ask that you be with all of those who are grieving, dear God, that you lift them up and carry them in your arms, allowing them to know that they are not in that journey alone. You have promised to be with them when they're on the hilltop and when they're in the valley. We ask that you be with all of those who need your healing presence, that they may feel your comfort and compassion and your healing, and that your spirit is with them and coursing through their bodies. And we ask that you be with those who are feeling alone and separated, that they may feel you walking with them and may feel our presence through prayer, that we may touch them in some way that helps them to know that they are not alone. God, we ask that you be with all of us as we continue in this pandemic, that even though we feel the isolation of being separated, we may also feel the gathering around your table, that we may feel your presence pulling us together, that as we walk, your spirit and your guiding power may walk with us. Strengthen us for the days ahead, that in all that we do, we may be your true disciples, sharing your good news, your love, your grace, and your light. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us hear our hymn of preparation, Christ for the World We Sing, number 568. From the Gospel of Mark, the first chapter beginning with the 29th verse. After leaving the synagogue, Jesus, James, and John went home with Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed, sick with a fever, and they told Jesus about her at once. He went to her, took her by the hand, and raised her up. The fever left her, and she served them. That evening, at sunset, people brought to Jesus those who were sick or demon-possessed. The whole town gathered near the door. He healed many who were sick with all kinds of diseases and threw out many demons, but he didn't let the demons speak because they recognized him. Early in the morning, well before sunrise, Jesus rose and went to a deserted place where he could be alone in prayer. Simon and those with him tracked him down. When they found him, they told him, "Everyone's looking for you." He replied, "Let's head in the other direction, to the nearby villages, so that I can preach there too. That's why I've come." He traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and throwing out demons. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this morning. And we thank you for this time of being able to come and be with you to hear your word. Allow us to open ourselves, to open our ears and our hearts and our eyes that we may take in all that you have for us this day and in the days to come. Now, dear Lord, we ask that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts may bring honor and glory to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So Jesus left the synagogue and he went with the others to Simon's house and found that Simon's mother-in-law was sick. And he went into the room and he took her hand and he raised her up. And the fever left her. Jesus was able to heal just with the touch. He was able to bring her comfort by touching her. Oh, how we miss that these days. I don't know about you, but I'll speak for myself, but I can't wait until I'm able to hug someone. And I'll warn the first person I hug, you're probably going to have to push me away. So I hope it's somebody that I really know. I hope it's somebody that will understand that, because for me, touch is a very important part of life. Being with others is a very important part of life. And I think that's part of what Jesus is doing in this gospel, is he's telling us just how important it is to be with each other and share the good news. Because he went about his business that God had sent him to do. And if you listened in the part where he was putting the demons out, he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew who he was. I think the reason Jesus didn't allow the demons to speak to announce who he was because he wanted the focus to be on the work he was doing for God and not on himself. He wanted to make sure that the people understood that the message was from God and not just from him, that he was here sharing the good news of the gospel, that God had come into this world to save us all, to be with us, to share with us the love and the grace that was ours, that unconditional gift that is ours to accept and to go forth and share. I found it interesting as I was working on this text that the first thing Jesus did when he woke up was he went to be in prayer, to be in conversation with God, to take time for God to fill him with his spirit and the message that God had for him for that day. You know, I think many times, and I'll speak for myself, and you can figure out if it's you as well, we get so worried about the things of the future that we don't take time to realize all that God has for us in the present moment, in that day. As of late, I've started to take some time in the morning and just be quiet. Now, for those of you that know me, that's not a real easy thing to do. I started out with the intention of being quiet for 30 minutes and just listening for God. Listening for God to tell me what he had planned for me for the day and how I was to accomplish all that he had for me to do. But you know, if we're honest with ourselves, we can't do anything on our own. And it takes God being with us. And it's through that time of silence and listening for God that we are able to complete our day. Well, as I started this joy of being with God for time in the morning, I told myself I'd do it for 30 minutes. I thought I had been doing fairly well and was sitting there listening and started thinking about other things. My mind started to wander. I have a project that this spring I would like to get done, and all of a sudden I was thinking about all of the things I needed to do. And I thought, well, let's see how long I've been doing this. I bet I've been doing this for at least 10 minutes. I found out that I'd only been quiet for 2. Not very helpful. So then I started talking to God about what did I need to do to be able to spend more time in silence. And God told me, just remember to just be. To just be, that things don't happen the way we plan right away. That it takes time. It takes time for us to focus on where God is calling us. So I have continued doing this time over the past week. And I'm happy to say that God has been able to hold my attention a little bit longer each day. I'm still not up to the time that I would really like to spend with God for that 30 minutes. But my mind only holds track for a little while. But I know that it's possible because of passages like this. Because as long as I go to God and ask Him to be with me, He will strengthen me and He will walk with me and He will continue to help me hear the message He has for me. As we go about this next little while, let us work together and with others around us as we share. And He reminds us that it's about traveling on and sharing the good news. About going forward. About leading into a new tomorrow. But He also is sharing with us not to worry about the tomorrows, because the tomorrows have enough on their own to be present in the day, to travel forward and to share the good news with those who are around us this day. Those who can use the light of Christ in their life. Those that can use the love of God in their life. And even though we are not able to touch one another physically, we can touch each other through prayers and words. There are so many ways that we can communicate with each other and make a difference in others' lives, that we can share many things in so many different ways as we gather around God's table. The gift of Jesus Christ is ours for the taking. The love of God is ours for the taking. The grace of God is ours for the taking. And we are called to go and share the good news. The good news that God's love is infinite and abundant, and it is there for all to accept. So let us go forth in God's name through the power of the Holy Spirit in the presence of Jesus Christ as we share the good news, as we share God's grace, as we share God's light, and as we share God's love in all that we do, that we may touch and make a difference. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we offer you thanks for all that it is that you have given us, for all that it is that you do for us, for your bringing Jesus Christ into our lives, that we may follow his lead, that we may start our day in time with you, and that we may allow the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and guide us and strengthen us for the tasks that we have each day. Lord, most of all, we thank you for your presence. Allow us to be present for others to see your love through us. Strengthen us in all that we do, that we may bring honor and glory to you through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us hear these words from our hymn of commitment, "We've a Story to Tell to the Nations," number 569.
A story of
kingdom of love and light. Christ's great kingdom, the kingdom of love and light. Kingdom that we can go forth and share with the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Which passes all understanding. Go, share the good news. Go forth knowing that God loves you, and so do I, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Amen.
Remains. Justice.